Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
Yeah, you know that music means only one thing, that we're getting ready to talk to our good friend Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, get an update on how farming is going. We did this all last year every week, and it was kind of an award-winning thing, and it's wonderful. He's such a good guy and a great source of information, and he always has such a wonderful Christian spirit. I love that, too. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing better now that we've got you on the line, that's for sure. Where are you at?
You might not be doing better after I get off.
Well, look, last month was pretty sobering. I mean, last month was pretty bleak. You were talking about the excessive heat and the drought conditions and, you know, that the crops were not doing well. That this was going to be the kind of year that it was going to take you 10 years to dig out from financially because it was so bad. Not just that the crop outputs were going to be way low, but that you had invested in what seemed to be a very promising crop ahead of time. So costs were up and outputs are going to be low. You're now into what? Your cotton and peanut harvesting now. How are things going?
There's been some surprises, but for the most part, it's kind of like what we had talked about last time. I can't remember if we'd finished up our corn or not when I talked to you last time, but we got that finished up and behind us, and the combine back in the barn, and our corn crop was, I don't know, you know, everything that we're talking about is very spotty because of the way the rainfall was this year. You know, if you lucked up and got a thunderstorm at the right time, your crops are a little bit better than your neighbors, but as a whole, everything is down tremendously. Corn was just probably a little bit below average. We had some areas where we got good rainfall and had really good crops, one that you'd be proud of in any year. And then, you know, 10 miles down the road at another field, it was the worst yield I'd ever made growing corn. So, you know, all in all, it's going to be probably a little bit below average. Our peanuts, they are,
and by the way, just to give people who might not have heard you and I talking about this all the time, corn for you is a third level crop at best. It's something you do, but it's not. Cotton and peanuts are the main ones. Corn is just something you also do by acres and by dollar volume, right?
Correct. It's kind of just fun for me in a way. I wish I was in the Midwest where I could grow a lot of it, but It's a good rotation for the soil, and it just kind of spreads out our risk a little bit is why we grow it. The peanuts, they're about like I had talked about on the last show. I've heard of some of my, I haven't had any this bad, thank God, but I've got some really close friends of mine, you know, that have been picking, you know, 700 and 800 pounds to the acre, and we usually pick around 5,000 pounds to the acre.
Wait, what? So, 700 or 800 is the yield they're getting pounds per acre, and the norm is 5,000. So they're running. Okay, that's quick math for me. They're running about 15 or 16% off. I mean, they're 85% down from normal.
Correct. No, it's bad.
Wow.
And then on top of that, I think we've talked about it before on the show. You know, just the yield is not all of it. You have grades that are thrown into it. So every load of peanuts or cotton or corn, anything we talk about is graded, and the grades have been very bad.
So the volume is down, you know, the weight is down, the quality is down. Do you mind me asking, you said some people are as bad as that. What are you running at?
I'm just in the bad situation. I'm not in the real bad situation.
Okay.
We're doing definitely way below average, but way better than some of my neighbors.
I mean, like 2,000, 2,500 pounds? I'm trying to be optimistic. I don't know what bad is.
I think we're going to be in the 4,000 pound range.
Okay, so
probably.
still 20% down. That's still bad. Okay.
Right. So it's still bad. And then, but here we go with our grades. Our yields have been like that, but our grades have been terrible.
Okay.
a normal grade, a normal numerical grade is around, you know, in the low to mid 70s. And I've been in the mid 60s with all of mine. And that determines how you get paid. And then on top of that, there are other critical factors that go in there where typically our price that we're getting paid per ton of peanuts this year is, let's say, $550 a ton. If certain things trigger these bad grades, then you get $150 a ton. So we've had some of those issues.
So 20% down for you on yield, some people down 85% on yield. And if you qualify for the lower grade, you lose, what, 70% of your pay?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And nowadays, you know, we use tractor trailers to haul our stuff, whereas used to we used one that would only hold just a very few tons. Now they hold 25 tons. So if you get, you know, if you qualify for it, then that's about 25 tons at a time that you get a bad grade on, versus before it was on little trailers, little wagons. And, you know, you may get a bad grade on this one and a good one on the next one. Now if that happens, you know, it's a significant amount of tonnage.
So it's graded on the whole batch, whereas before at least some of them would come out at the higher level. Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Correct. Yeah. So it's not a good situation. But, you know, I know a lot of people, anytime anything bad happens with harvest, you know, when you're talking to Joe Blow on the street, his first words are, well, you got insurance for that, right? You know, a hurricane came. Well, that's okay because you got insurance. Well, let me tell you about the insurance.
Hey, Ryan, can you hang on for just a sec? Because I want to hear about this, and I have follow-up questions. But let's get traffic on the fives real quick from Candy.
Okay, watching one accident. Hamilton Lane and Adams Road, this is in Milton, and they are showing it looks like a slowdown in that area. Certainly use caution there. If you see an accident or a slowdown or have something different, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. You were saying, Ryan, that the assumption by most people is, well, if you have a bad year crops-wise, surely you have crop insurance, right?
Right, and we do, because we borrow so much money to grow the crop. We have operating loans, very, very expensive operating loans every year. And so they require us, just like you go buy a new car and borrow a bunch of money to buy it, they're going to require you to have insurance.
Right.
The same way with this, they require us to have crop insurance. Well, you've asked me before about farm subsidies from the government, and the crop insurance is an extremely, extremely expensive deal, and it is one of the few things that we are subsidized on. So the crop insurance, the government pays, just for rough figures, about 60% of the premium, and the farmer pays about 40%. But you have to understand, just to put it out there, on a farm our size, even with the government paying their part of it, you know, our insurance bill is probably still around $80,000 a year.
Ugh.
So
even when they pay, they don't cover it all, right? There's some weird formula, like they only cover half the loss or something like that, or there's a trigger like a volume deductible on the amount of crops or something like that, right?
Exactly. So they have your 10-year yield history. That's what they go back and look at, and they say, all right, Mr. Jenkins, your peanuts usually average 5,000 pounds to the acre over these last 10 years. Then the farmer buys a percentage of coverage. We usually buy about 70% coverage. That's about all we can afford. So then you're only covered up to 70% of 5,000 pounds. So it's a little bit better than nothing. It would be the same way that car that you just bought, that brand new car. You leave the lot and you go out and total it. There's not a straight piece of metal on it. There's no tires. There's no blah, blah, blah. It's ruined. And the insurance company says, oh, thank God you had insurance. So they put you 4 new tires on there and get you back going, but it still doesn't have a windshield. None of the fenders are straight. nothing's right on it, except it's got 4 tires and it can still just barely move down the road.
So it's enough to prevent total devastation, but it's not make you whole insurance.
Correct. Because we've got, I mean, the input prices that they are now, we have to have a bumper crop every year, basically to break even. So any little hiccup, and you're falling behind.
Man, it's, you know,
so that's kind of where we are.
I tell you, the thing that I always take away from our conversations is I'm grateful and amazed that farmers do this, because, you know, you're not making the PR case for going to farming, kids. You know, like, it's hard to see why people do it, and I love that you do it. I totally appreciate. I mean, really, really grateful that you do it. Follow up, just a real quick thing. So, is this a nationwide effect this year? Like, when it comes to peanuts, is this going to be, you know, like, there's going to be peanut shortage and that kind of thing to that degree? Is this all peanut farmers are affected this way, or is this more regional, or what?
No, you know, I'm pretty active in the industry and have contacts all around, and I've spoken with several, you know, kind of across the peanut belt, and it's about like it is here. It's spotty is the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Your neighbor got rain that he needed, but the other one didn't. But as a whole, I've talked to a lot of buddies, and I've only had one that said his crop looks really good.
Wow.
Everybody else is in the same, would have the same story I have. You know, you might have a field here that does average or better, but you're going to have three over here that are real bad. So.
Wow. Well,
it all depends on who. If you talk to the right person, you might get a real good story. You know what?
An outlier in the good way. Wow. Well, that's. Well, man, yeah. Ryan, it is always good to hear from you. We always like to end with a quick farm fact. Do you have one for us this week?
I do. You know, it's my favorite time of the year. It's harvest season. It's also college football season, and we all like to wear our favorite team T-shirt, you know, representing our team.
I think you and I wear the same shirts, I think. I mean, not same size, but we do wear the same team.
if we do, good. War Eagle.
War Eagle. almost beat Georgia. Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, almost. Almost. But one 480-pound bale of gin cotton can make over 1,200 T-shirts.
Wow. All right. So one bale of cotton makes 400 T-shirts. Very good. Ryan Jenkins, we will continue to pray for you and pray for the whole farming community, given the pain that y'all are enduring this year. But, man, I always say it, and I mean it every time. I'm glad that you feed and clothe my kids and me too, and keep up the good work. And, you know, the Lord comes through. I mean, that's all we can really say at this point. But Ryan Jenkins, our owner at Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. Y'all have a great week.
You do.